everybody, my best friend in the whole world.
Me.
Andrew's going on tour. He's headlining, doing new jokes, working out.
That's right.
He's going to be at the Houston Improv. That's going to sell out immediately.
It already is.
All right. Tampa, Funny Bone.
Yes. Phoenix, Arizona. Nashville, Tennessee.
Addison Improv in Dallas.
Dallas, Texas. And finally in San Francisco, California.
Cobbs Comedy Club.
Got Cobbs. We added two more shows for Cobbs. Go get those tickets right now.
Stuff.
And we added for Dallas. Go to AndrewSantino.com for those tickets. AndrewSantino.com.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
White dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
What do bulls sound like? Oh, really?
Yeah, dig in. Who's my little bull? Who's my little bull? Oh, look, it's red.
Spain.
Ooh. Hey, hey.
Hola, Espanol.
Hello.
That's more horse. That's more hop. That's more dog. What?
Today,
yes,
is Fancy B's birthday.
Yes, very good.
Feliz cumpleaños,
Saki. Very good, very good.
No, you can't do the Italian gangster every time.
Why?
Because we're in Spain.
It's a new character I've been doing.
Do a Spanish gangster.
Are you doing?
Do a Spanish gangster.
Señor, I am Spanish gangster.
Exactly.
My Senor, you know where the refried beans are?
But do the face. Hey, senor, do you know where the
you know where the refried beans are? Like the guacamole.
Senor.
What's that?
Senor.
I don't like what you're doing with the eyes squinting.
Senor.
Okay, let me try. Right?
Looks the same.
As what?
Signore. Say signore.
Signore. Signore.
Very good. That's an Asian Spanish bull.
That is?
Signore, welcome to the bull house.
No, yeah. That's not. There's no
Fernando
house.
Wong.
Now, signore, welcome to the carousel.
What's the word, the ring that they...
Huh? In the bull ring?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you get what you wanted, Fancy, for your birthday? Happy birthday. How
Happy
old
birthday,
are you?
Man.
How old are you?
I'm 44.
I am 44.
What happened at 44? What happens in Spanish culture at 44?
You have to be brutally honest with the people you work with.
Go ahead then, pal. What are you doing? You taking it off?
It's just so hot.
Come on, man.
No, just this. I'm going to unbutton and then put the hat back on.
Okay.
Like this.
Good boy.
Look at this.
Signore.
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 Yeah, what's up?
What happens at 44? Anything special?
No.
Do you remember your 44th birthday?
Mine?
Many, many moon ago. When I was a 44.
Hey!
Wow. Yay!
What are you dressed as?
Cool pants. Go sit in your regular chair.
Feliz cumpleaños, Andres.
Wow, did you bring Taco Bell for him?
Yeah, because he hates Mexicans.
Oh, yay!
Oh, yay! He hates Mexicans.
Jules is back, baby. Jules is in the house.
Jules is back.
And Jules, what do you got there? What is that?
Is this...
Oh, that's España.
You that's a to... great shirt.
That's a great shirt. Put it on.
Oh, really?
Just is put this... it on top of the shirt you're wearing right now.
Okay. Is this Ronaldo?
Turn off your phone.
sorry.
Is this Ronaldo?
Is this Ronaldo?
You know that Ronaldo, but you know that he is Portuguese, right?
Oh, sorry.
So it's not Ronaldo.
Okay.
Are you wearing a tie?
Yeah, that's what McCone gave me.
Oh, that is nice. Good job, McCone. Rudy Jules, welcome back to the show. It's been a long time. Let's give it up for the Rude is finally back in the house, baby. How do you feel?
I feel okay. I got my brows microbladed.
Ooh, let's see.
This is my first tattoo.
Move them. Nice.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, talk about tattoos. Next Wednesday, I'm getting two.
What are you
really?
Getting?
I'm going to get a Comedy Store logo.
Oh, that's smart.
Why? Why? Why?
I mean, that's smart.
I'm going to get a, I already made the appointment. I'm going to get a Comedy Store logo. I'm going to get four. Mm.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'm going to get... the Comedy Store logo. I'm going to get Alfred Newman.
From Mad TV?
Yeah.
What's the connection?
I was on the show.
You were on the...
Acting? Is that what's happening?
Wait, let's... Say it again.
No, wait. Hold on.
I mean, honestly, not only do you step on my comment to him. It's like I know it's your birthday. All right, let's let him have it. Go ahead.
You know what? I'll let you have all the digs you want today, dude, because it's your birthday, okay. And I won't fucking fight back.
Okay.
So go ahead, get me. I'm ugly.
Are you giving up acting with all those tattoos?
Yes, I am. I'm giving up acting. You feel good?
Yeah. Oh, is that your birthday wish that he stops acting?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I'm gonna get a Bad Friends one.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm gonna get the cartoon of our logo thing. That
you're getting that on your body.
But what if you guys break up?
It doesn't matter. We've done enough.
It's a point in his life.
It's a point in my life. I've done enough. So if he betrays me, he will betray me. You will betray me.
In what way?
Well, I'll tell you this, man. I was fucking scrolling on my fucking Instagram, and I saw you in a scene with your movie with Cena and William H. Macy and Zach. Your acting is so good. But I realized, I go, this is just the beginning for you.
Of what?
Of superstardom.
Nobody's calling.
I'm going to get betrayed. I'm
going to
get betrayed, but I'm going to say this, right? I'm going to get the tattoo so it reminds me.
Okay.
So when I'm in the crack house. 8 years from now, right? And I'm just like, you know what I mean? I used to be somebody. You know, I had a dream, kid. You know,
you're roping off.
I'm roping it off,
and you're
right?
Doing H, and someone's
right,
like,
and right when I'm roping it off, where the needle is,
someone's in there with you, and they're like, "Hey, man, who is that on your arm?"
I mean, what are you talking about, man?
What is that on your arm, man?
Are you done sucking my dick, man?
Yeah.
Okay, finish my dick, man.
You got it.
Okay, done.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, so good, dude.
Thanks.
Anyway, dude.
I'd be more like this.
Hey, what's that tattoo on your arm?
I have teeth, but I'm going to do the same as you.
No, I have no teeth.
I know, but I'm going to do the same as you.
What's that? Hey, you want me to give you a gummy?
You're going to get a Bad Friends tattoo, a Comedy Store tattoo.
Alfred E. Newman. And a tiger belly.
Jesus.
That's a lot.
I know.
What does tiger belly look like?
It's just a font. I'm just going to do a font thing.
Right.
I'm not gonna put a face or anything, but
the tiger belly one though, you should do the, like the ink that goes away, you know.
Oh, you mean? Oh, henna.
Yeah, do henna.
You mean henna?
Get a henna tattoo.
Yeah, maybe I'll henna it.
No, that I think that's who's doing them. All the same person.
Yeah.
Who's the man or woman you wanted? You care to share?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'll tell you her name real quick. Her name is. I'll tell you why I'm doing it because I went to my AA meeting. Oh, that's her name, Kagla Cha, and she does little tiny ones.
Little tiny tattoos.
They're tiny, so you can barely see them.
What gave you the inspiration?
Because I was having, sometimes you fellowship after an AA meeting. You know about that, Carlos, back in the day, right? So afterwards, my sponsor was like, hey, come eat with us. And normally I don't, but I did. And there was a girl that comes to my AA meeting. She's a comic. And she had little tiny tattoos on her body. And I went, oh, those look cool. Because they really did look cool.
That's trending right now. The little ones.
Yeah, they're little ones. So I'm just getting little ones on my body.
Hmm.
What are you doing?
What is the tiny tattoo called? Is this kind of it?
Yeah, those like tiny.
Well, look up Kagla Cha.
That's her.
That's her Kagla Cha?
Yeah, that's her shit.
Celebrity tattoos. So she does very famous people?
Yeah, some.
Interesting.
And they're tiny little ones. They're like tiny ones like that.
Oh, that is cool. Look at how small
they're
is.
Small.
And that's a constellation, I imagine, huh? Of a broken home. Is that what that is?
Or it's a house made out of stars.
We look at things differently. I like this. Yeah, the tattoo under the tit. That's a really popular thing I see. That's like a tattoo, right? That's a big thing.
Yeah.
And she does little pokey ones. So
poke tattoos is cool.
Yeah. So they're small. They're not prevalent. So I'm just going to get four of them.
Right. Just in case.
What do you think?
I think it's a great idea. I think
would you ever get a Bad Friends tattoo?
No. I would never get a tattoo. Why would I defile?
You don't have any tattoos, C2Andrew?
You don't put a bumper sticker on a Ferrari.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I don't have. You know what it is? I talked to someone two nights ago at the Comedy Store about this. Literally, I had this conversation in the green room. You sweating, bud?
I'm so hot.
Yeah. Just take off the sleeves then at this point. Yeah, I mean, the joke is over.
The joke is over. Thank you so much. I'm so hot.
Just undo the sleeves, but leave the bottoms on.
I will.
Leave the good bottom boy. Off. And you're wearing a long sleeve.
Yeah, that's why it's so hot.
Roll up your, there you go.
Are we good?
Who did I talk to? I talked to somebody at the Comedy Store a couple of nights ago about tattoos. Oh, Justine Marino just got new tattoos.
Oh, she's the cupcakes.
She got, I think so.
She just makes cupcakes.
She makes cupcakes?
Yeah, no.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, she used to make cupcakes.
Oh, maybe she does. But then she was talking to me about why don't I get tattoos. I said, I genuinely couldn't tell you what I would want. I have no, I don't know.
Mm.
Like, I just don't know. And what would be my first one?
Oh, maybe.
I think maybe retro. I'd get like a Chinese symbol because I think that's out.
Yeah.
Like, I'd like write right your name. I'd write neck. Bobby Lee in Chinese on my neck.
Yeah.
Or on my lower back. Like a tramp stamp, Bobby Lee in Chinese.
I used to hate white chicks that get them.
Why?
Because in the 90s, they would get them, but these are women, these white chicks, they would never fuck an Asian guy, but they'll get the symbol.
Right.
Like, I'm fucking, you know what I mean? Not racist, and you know what I mean? But then it's just like.
I think back then.
And it's like, can I insert? And they're like, no.
No. That was them showing they are racist. That's why they got it.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Down with the Chinese. That's what they're saying on their arm.
That's what it says on the.
That's what it said.
I didn't know.
I want to get a Chinese symbol. I want to get a butterfly. I should get all the tattoos from back when we were young.
Your dog. Make a picture of your dog.
I would get a picture of my dog on my body. I saw a dog today that looked exactly like my dog.
Your dog. Because I've traveled with your dog.
Great traveler.
And may I say something?
Great traveler.
What are you? It's like fucking Magellan, your dog.
What do you mean?
I mean, that's how he travels.
She, but thank you.
Whatever.
Don't misgender my dog.
Are you being kidding right now?
Call.
Are you me kidding right
my
now?
My dog is they, them.
Are you me kidding me right now?
It's a girl. I've told you that 1,000 times.
At this point, who gives a fuck?
I do.
All right. I'm sorry for misgendering your dog.
Have I ever done that to your dogs?
Okay. What's Gobi?
Gobi's a guy.
No, it's a girl. It's a girl. So fuck you, dude.
Gobi's a girl?
Yes, dude. Yeah, she's butch.
She's a little butch.
Yeah, she's a little butch, dude.
Isn't she like the leader of a softball league or something?
Yes.
Gobi's a star of a softball
yes,
team.
Yes, yeah.
Wow.
But, you know.
Doesn't your dog drive a Subaru?
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, your dog, Magellan, was just like so calm.
Very chill.
On a plane.
Yeah.
Not a bark.
Not even a.
No, nothing.
Nothing.
She would look up at me. Although her first look is always like, don't eat me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think she's a little racist.
I think she's a little racist. Well, you know, there's flashbacks. I'm sure that's in her DNA.
I see. But she'll at first, and she's, oh no, he's the good kind.
Exactly.
Am I a good Asian?
You are one of the best Asians. On the other hand.
Yeah.
Not a so good.
Yeah, do you treat our dogs? Because, you know, you live with my dog. Don't ever
do you ever
do that
see
with-
the dog? Do you ever see the dogs in the house when you're alone with the dogs?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever see them and you lick your lips a little bit?
No, I don't.
And you go,
that.
No, I can't. I can't.
I want to say something to you right now, and I wasn't even going to fucking mention it, dude.
What? Your comforter.
No, not my comforter, dude.
Okay. What is
all right. I know that a guy was over at the house that somebody's seeing. All right. And
you
this
had a,
guy.
You had a boy over?
No.
Somebody else had a guy over. Right? And this guy,
okay.
He disciplined Julio, did he not?
He didn't discipline him.
He grabbed his neck in a power move.
What? In a power move.
Yeah.
I don't like this at all.
I don't like it at all either, my friend.
What's going on?
What is going on around town?
Okay. Explain.
I'm going to explain. Julio is crazy and likes to murder anyone that he sees.
Okay.
Stop.
It's a guard dog.
Thank you.
It's a guard dog.
It's doing its job.
It's guarding.
And also, does he go crazy with you?
No.
Does he go get crazy with Kalila?
Strangers, he goes.
Does he go, because he, what I love about him, he knows what he likes. When he goes to 31 Flavors, Baskin Robbins, right? Pistachio, whatever.
Pistachio.
Yeah, always, whatever the fucking flavor, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, 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 yeah. I love this.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, it's Fancy's birthday up there. Birthday, that's Andreas. His birthday.
Gracias,
yeah, hey, muchas gracias, amigo.
Can we play happy birthday for him? Yeah?
Yeah, let's do a happy birthday. Hey. Oh, that's just part. I know this
happy
one.
Happy birthday to you.
I know this one.
Happy birthday,
dear Andreas. Happy birthday
to you.
Hey, hey, hey!
Birthday, little Fancy! Happy birthday to you! Hey, hey!
Hey, more Feliz Navidad!
Well, hold on.
Okay. Feliz Navidad!
Hey, hey!
Feliz Navidad! I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. You a Merry Christmas. Fuck it. Do it again. Have a miss. Just do it again. Merry Christmas.
Pick it up.
I miss you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Please stop me down. Go. Another one. Police, stop! Let's go!
Hey!
Police, stop it!
Prospero, I know felicidad.
All right. Amore.
Incredible.
So good.
Happy birthday,
Happy,
fans.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys very much.
Very good.
Thank you so much. Carlos, amazing. Incredible.
Thank you so much. Very talented.
You guys
thank
are
you so
amazing.
Much for
thank you so much. Wonderful. Amazing.
Wonderful.
We are going to get kicked out of this building.
I think so.
There's no way our neighbors like us anymore.
Yeah. We should move. I think we should move.
It's time for an upgrade.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I'm recharged. I'm re-energized. I'm happy now.
I'm worn out.
Really?
When I sing like that from my heart, dude, I get worn out.
You just like you took a flight of stairs?
Like karaoke. Feliz Navidad.
What? You're okay?
Yeah.
What's your okay? Yeah.
Karaoke.
Karaoke. Oh, karaoke.
Oh. Karaoke.
Oh.
Karaoke.
Is that how you karaoke?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
I'm confused.
Have you ever karaoke with that family?
No.
Don't.
I will not. Feliz Navidad.
ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online.
Check this out. I moved to a new neighborhood. I didn't know where I was going to go because I
confused.
Don't really go to a doctor.
Yeah.
And I called him, and he's definitely not a doctor.
I know about ZocDoc.
And you know about ZocDoc. He said, you got to get it. And once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. All these docs have verified reviews from actual real patients, not robots.
We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance or located near you and treat basically any condition you're searching for.
Typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. By the way, I got it within 24 hours. That was impressive. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments, which is awesome. So go to ZocDoc.com/badfriends and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today.
That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/badfriends. ZocDoc.com/badfriends. Morgan and Morgan. You know what, guys? Eep. My back, my eye.
I'm in an accident.
My eyes,
help.
I mean.
Help.
You got, what do you do when you're in an accident?
Well, I didn't know then when I got hit by somebody in my neighborhood, Sheila, speeding around. But
yeah.
Now I would have used Morgan and Morgan because Morgan and Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. They have over 100 offices nationwide and more than 1,000 lawyers.
And Morgan and Morgan has a proven track record of fighting to get you full and fair compensation. Submitting an injury claim with Morgan and Morgan is so easy. Like, fusing nuclear fusion rods is hard. Submitting an injury claim with Morgan & Morgan is easy.
Even talking about fusing fusion nuclear rods is hard, but submitting an injury claim with Morgan & Morgan is so easy, all right? If you are ever injured, you can go check out Morgan & Morgan. Their fee is free unless they win.
For more information, go to forthepeople.com/badfriends or dial #law#529 from your cell phone.
That's for the people. That's F-O-R, thepeople.com/badfriends or dial #law#529 from your cell. There's a paid advertisement.
I loved you on The Thing. You know what I mean? You're a big star. Dude, great actor. And I'm so proud to work with
you.
Can I just give compliments? And I have to... let's just do this right now. I want to talk about the fun feelings I have for Andreas. Mm. May I give you my little monologue, if I may?
Please.
I met you many, many years ago at Maker Studios. And you directed me in a video.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Bobby Lee, what was it? Bobby Lee, the Emperor of the World. I never saw, did that turn out well?
It turned out very Bobby Lee.
Not good.
Exactly.
We tried, you know what I mean? And then years later, I didn't see you. And then you started working with us at Tiger Belly. And then you came on to the
dark point in your career.
Yeah.
Yeah, dark.
Low.
Yeah.
Low.
And I have to say, it's just been, I trust you, I think, more than anyone else I work with. You're very on point, and it's a pleasure to know you. I really love you a lot.
And My turn.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
My turn.
Go ahead.
I don't really know what you do here. But I guess you do good.
Thank you, Andrew.
Go ahead, Rudy.
That's it?
No.
I'll give you a
real one. Be real.
He knows.
Yeah.
You know how much I love you. I text you often. I tell you how much I appreciate you. I fight for you. I think you are such a valuable member of our team.
Irreplaceable.
You mean the world to me, and I'm happy that you're a part of my life. And I've got you a little gift here. Here's a gift card. McCone, come get this.
From me too, right?
No, it's just from me.
No, because you called me yesterday. You go, how much should I do? That's fucked up.
Just from me.
Did you not call me yet? No, I'm sorry. Andreas, He called me yesterday, right? And I go, we're getting a gift card for Andreas from Apple.
Yeah.
And he goes,
and I said, how much? And you said $25.
Did I can give you the fucking text right now?
How could you text? You said it was a phone call.
It was a phone
call. Stories are all mixed up, baby.
It was a phone call. No, I think you texted it.
$25, but look, that'll get you a cube for the wire. You won't get a wire, but you'll get the cube for the wall.
Thank you. I needed that.
But happiest of the birthdays.
No, that's for $500. Well, that's good, right? You can get something.
And by the way, don't think you're getting anything like that for your birthday.
Yeah.
Pal.
Yeah.
And then what is this bag out in front of us there?
It's from Pete.
That's from Big Petey Pete.
Yeah, he wanted
But he wanted to give it to Fancy or give it to Bobby?
Fancy.
Go ahead, Bobby, open it.
Okay.
Thank you. This is Fancy's gift from Pete.
And if I like it, can I keep it?
Yes.
Okay, good.
That makes perfect sense.
Should I read the letter?
Yeah, read it out loud from Pete.
Oh shit, here we go. Can I do it in one of my characters, my new characters though?
Wait, can I read it first like Pete?
Is it gonna be
you want this one or you want Mafia?
Yeah, do the Mafia.
Okay.
I just woke up.
You really think this is taking off, huh? It's amazing.
What? Yeah.
You're buying
it. Well,
into
I'm working
it.
Into it.
I'm into
I'm
it.
I'm working on the character.
I'm into it. I like it.
I gotta get into the, you know.
Yeah, good.
I gotta get into the voice. No. Dear Fancy, eres de puta madre y la hostia. I hope these gifts remind you of the motherland. Happy birthday, Pete.
Very good. Can I see the card?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to read it. And
can you do this guy? I like this guy.
My British guy?
Yeah, but when you do this, yeah, that guy.
Dear Fancy. I'm here too. I hope these gifts remind you of the motherland. Happy birthday, Pete.
Let me read it in Pete's language.
Okay.
Oh, good chocano, so gobo. Cocopuato.
Oh, yeah.
Hope your birthday is the best in the galaxy. This is really sweet. It's not cool that we're opening up your shit, but that's how it goes. All right, let's open the gift from Pete.
Okay. So I got...
What did you get?
I got this Columbus...
May I?
T-shirt. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Huh?
You know what, dude? I don't want it.
Everyone.
I don't want it. You can have it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I wonder. All right.
So Columbus, you don't want.
Where you come from.
Okay, you got a cold double-decker taco.
Ooh,
Supreme.
Cold double-decker.
I can already tell I don't want it. So here you go.
Was that from your bag?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So pathetic. What else is in there?
And this one I might keep. And I'll tell you why.
What?
I don't have one.
What is it?
And I've always wanted one. I don't know where to buy it, but I've always wanted one.
Integrity?
No, not integrity.
What is it?
What do you find in hotel rooms?
What do I find in hotel rooms?
Yeah.
When I first walk in?
No, but the thing that you go to...
Oh, the swans on the bed made of...
No. When we both go into hotel rooms, there's one thing we go to and we love it and it makes us feel at home and we get to see our father.
A robe.
No.
A phone.
No.
Well, then why the fuck did you do this? A Bible.
A Bible.
Oh, God bless. May I read?
You don't know much about it.
Really?
I can tell you from
Corinthians 4:6-8.
I can tell you. I can even
doth not sleepeth with another manneth.
Yeah.
Nor painteth their naileth.
I can literally point to the a chapter that I like and read you one that's this one right here.
Go ahead.
Here we go. So these nations.
God bless a holy Bible. And I don't want to defame this, by the way, for people that think we're making
a joke. It's a great book. It's a great book.
One of the best books ever written.
Ever written.
Number one bestseller. Number one bestseller.
Of all time.
Is this the only thing that he got him? That's it?
The shirt. Columbus shirt.
That's it? And the Bible?
Yeah.
We gave you fucking $500? What were we thinking?
I know.
We could have gotten away with like 50.
I know.
Do you have any plans on that? By the way, we asked your beautiful wife what we should get you, and she said he's very hard to buy for. I said, we'll get him a gift card.
I'll give him some cash.
Please give him some cash. That's what he wants more than anything.
Here you go, buddy.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, man. Go get a sandwich or something, you know?
Thank you, Bobby.
If you pocket it, okay.
McCone, did you pocket that money you were supposed to give to the mariachi band?
I swear I did.
Swear on what? Come over here.
I swear that I did.
You're blocking my camera.
This is great. Put your hand on the Bible, okay? You believe in God, right? Do you believe in the Bible?
Yeah. One hand on your heart, by the way. It has to be on your heart and the Bible.
Look at me right now, okay? You have your hand on the Bible. Do you like Andrew more than me?
Yes.
Oh, my God. We can do this all day with him. No, keep it on the Bible.
Keep it on the Bible. Yeah.
Keep it on the Bible.
Yeah. Oh, this is great.
No. Keep your hand on your heart.
Do you think... this is great. Do you think Andrew has more talent than me?
Yes.
Oh my God. We should have always had a Bible in this room.
Do you think Andrew's better looking than me?
Yes.
Oh my God. Will you cry harder for Andrew if he died than me?
No.
Oh, good. That's good.
You would cry the same.
Maybe I cry a little more for you.
Look at that.
Why? Because of sadness, like empathy for me. Mm-hmm. How sad my life is. Because
you're broken.
Because I'm broken.
Yeah.
I don't like that. That's even worse. Yeah. Cry more for him. That's even worse. Please don't even shed a tear. I don't fucking need it from you, you fucking bastard. You a fucking cocksucker, huh?
Hey.
No, I don't give a fuck.
Be nice.
You're the Bible.
He's on the Bible. The Bible's right there.
Right. Do you have any truthful? Go ahead. This is great.
Remember when you fucked on the bus?
Oh, my God!
Never on the bus.
Yeah, you did. Because we caught you.
I remember one night I woke up.
Hold on.
Okay, go.
Did you or did you not have sex on the bus?
No.
Your hand is on the Bible.
Okay, what are we constituting as?
Blowjob.
Bus is the theme with wheels.
I knew it.
Oh my God.
I knew it.
So you hooked up with a stranger on the bus and you got a blowjob. Was I in the bus?
No one was in the bus.
No.
Thank
Your
God.
Hand is on the Bible. Was somebody on the bus?
Bobby was sleeping on the bus.
Wait, let me ask you something.
Oh my God, dude.
So I was sleeping on the bus.
And you were getting slurped.
And you were getting slurped.
You were getting slurped while Bobby snoozed.
But did you eat her out?
Oh my God.
Oh my God, that's deep.
Fairness.
But did you eat her out?
Fairness.
Did you? Did you reciprocate?
Of course.
Okay.
Keep your hand there.
Keep your hand on the Bible. Don't take it away from the Bible.
Yeah. We should do this with everybody.
I agree.
Jules?
To Rudy.
What?
Yeah,
Rudy,
give her the Bible.
Yeah.
Give her the Bible.
Yeah.
Just give it to her. Give it to her.
Yeah. And put your hand on it, please. Thank you.
Hand on the Bible.
Yeah.
He's sweating.
Yeah, I know.
That's hilarious.
You were sweating your ass up. You know, can I be honest with you, dude? I want to say this. I know you love him more.
Yeah. No, I
know,
that's not true.
I'll tell you why.
That's not true.
There was a point when we first met where I liked him more, with McCone more, but because he was getting so much love from both of us, I had to be the bad guy. Right? So I love you so much. I really do. But I choose to treat you in a certain way because you can't have it all.
I understand.
You understand that? Yeah, like when you lost your headphones, I got you headphones. I mean, I care about you. You know what I mean?
No, believe that.
But... But don't let it confuse that I don't love you, because I deeply love you. So when you looked at me in the eyes and said you love him more, it hurt a little bit. But I get it. All right. But I fucking you know what? I'm gonna, you know what? My goal from now on is to get more love from you.
Okay.
Interesting.
I'll give you more love.
No, I don't want it.
But you know he gave away those AirPods.
I know they did. Okay. That's what I'm seeing.
He found his original pair. The idiot didn't even lose them. Kind of like the time that you thought you left your car keys at the casino and they were in your fucking backpack.
Yeah.
Dumb guy alert. Bing, bing, bing. Raise your hand if you're a dumb guy.
The way he treats you, I would never say something like that.
He knows what's underneath
it. Okay, Jules, go ahead.
He knows what's underneath it. My little brother.
Put your hand on the, right?
One on your heart. Your hand on your heart.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, if you have one.
Do you love me more than you love Andrew?
Oh. I mean, I know the answer. I'm not even holding
it. Yeah, go ahead. Just say it.
That's got to be a yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Out of the three.
Oh, this is hard.
No, no. God is watching.
God's watching. Out of those three, who do you love the most?
Andres.
Yeah. The second. But
God's
watching.
Carlo.
Right. And McCone's the third.
Does McCone give you the creeps?
No.
Okay.
Does Carlos give you the creeps?
No.
Does Andres give you the creeps?
No.
McCone, who's kind of your age.
Mm-hmm.
If he asked you on a date.
All right.
What, she's...
Hands on the Bible, hands on the Bible, hands on the Bible.
If he asked you on a date, would you go on a date with McCone?
No.
If you're single.
If you're single.
You have a boyfriend. Or do you not have a boyfriend anymore?
I still have a boyfriend.
Yeah, but if you were...
Single.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No. Oh, wait.
What?
Too white? Yeah. You'd have to get a tan.
White. Yeah, he's too white.
I want chocolate.
You want chocolate.
You want chocolate. Okay.
Relax, we know.
Well, yeah.
God, kid's got a sweet tooth. Do you still like your boyfriend?
Yes.
You do?
That was fast. Do you think you love him?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you in love with him?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, no. God doesn't accept mm-hmms.
Yes.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Do you view me...
Oh, my God.
Just, do you view me as a family member?
Yes.
Bob. You know what's interesting about this? It's Fancy's day, but we're really taking all the...
I know.
Really pulling all the focus.
It's not his show. Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it.
We got an El Mariachi, the flag.
Yeah, you got a flag, you got gifts. Yeah, yeah. Shut up, Fancy. Stop begging.
This is great. This is great. Keep your hand on there.
Yeah, hand on the Bible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Out of all of us in the room, aside from my friend here, okay? The ones that work here, right? Just name me the person that you would be least saddest that died.
Oh my God. That's mean.
It doesn't matter. It's not, you still love the person, but the least saddest.
God's listening.
Oh, this
we already know who it is.
Uncle.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But it's because I haven't known him.
Hey, hand on your heart.
Okay.
Hey,
hand
no on excuses your heart. Yeah, for God. Yeah. God doesn't want excuses.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have any more questions or are you good? Should we get Carlos here?
Yeah,
I'm afraid he can't touch that Bible. That'll hurt.
Yeah, you might fucking melt.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. McCone, come grab the Bible and let's give it to Carlos.
Okay. Yeah, give it to Carlos. This is great.
So much sweat.
You guys are all sweating on the Bible? It is actually very interesting. It's a good...
Whoa. Well, you and I haven't done it.
Yeah, we will.
Okay, I'm going to do it. I want to have a chance.
But no, what do you... Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Carlos. This? Right hand on the Bible.
Carlos, has there ever been a time where you wanted to beat the shit out of me?
No.
Holy.
Oh, wait.
Give me the
I
Bible.
I got mad at you in Atlanta.
Yeah, but you wanted to beat the shit out of me?
No.
Okay.
Wait, why in Atlanta?
He was just like in a particularly bad mood that night. And it was like one of the only times I've ever gotten mad at Bobby.
Oh, right. I hit you hard, I think. In the back of the head or something. Did I come back and just smack you in the head or something?
Yeah, I forget what happened.
Okay, okay.
But you made it up by taking me to Waffle House.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Have you been sober for the full 94 days?
Yes. Yes.
He's the guy. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of test him a little bit. Mm-hmm. Have you had a glory hole recently?
No. I looked up milking tables, but no glory hole.
Have you ever swallowed?
Hmm. God is also listening to the questions.
I think he's
God
okay with
the
it.
Questions
I think he's
answers.
Okay with it.
Yeah, okay, both. Yeah, you're right.
Have you ever swallowed cum?
Well, okay.
No.
Your own cum.
Mmm.
Yes.
Oh,
God.
You don't, we've all tried it.
No. Never.
You, what do you mean? Yes, you have in your life have tried your own cum.
Give me the Bible.
Bring the Bible.
Never.
Bring the Bible, dude.
Never have.
You know what? I don't want to play this game. I already don't want to play this game. I'm not playing it. I'm not playing it.
No, you have to.
I'm not playing it.
You, we all are.
Fuck no. Fuck no, dude.
No, I never have. Never.
Have you ever eaten your own boogers?
Never.
Ooh.
Hand of the Bible. Never.
Wow.
Never.
Have you ever stuck your finger in between your butthole and smelled it?
Big time.
You've done that.
Big time.
Very good. That's good.
Big
right?
time.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever touched another man's penis?
Only with my butt.
Excuse me?
No hands.
Okay.
I just.
But you.
No.
Oh,
no, I never have.
You never have.
No, I never have.
With your leg, yes.
Well, his penis with my leg, yes. You brushed your penis against my leg. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, God saw that.
God saw that. Yeah. God liked it.
I don't think so.
You gotta chuckle.
No, I didn't.
Oh, give it to me. This is going to be so hard.
Are we going to get, is this going to be bad? We're, no, we're.
No, this is not, this is being truthful.
Can I tell you though?
What?
Big fan of this book.
It's a great book.
No, it is a really great book. Some really good lessons in there. Some good life structure. Bobby, hand on your heart.
I really do believe in God, so this is hard.
I do too.
I really do believe in God.
I believe in God. What do you mean?
Go ahead.
Who do you love in this room the most?
Jules.
Whoa.
You're second. You're just go second. Ask me second.
Who's second?
You are.
Mm-hmm. Who's the least?
Who I love lead the least in the room?
Oh, come on. We know.
That's a hard one.
That is actually really hard.
It's a really hard one.
I think I know.
Yes.
I think it's Fancy. It's not Carlos.
I think you're right.
On his birthday. That's amazing, dude.
But it's so close. You're so close, dude.
Last bad one.
Well, all right, go ahead.
You know what's funny? I tried to get you those Desigual shirts that you like so much. You know those stupid shirts you used to wear all the time with all the bullshit on them?
Yeah, yeah.
We literally try. Oh, he's wearing one right now. That's a Desigual shirt.
Desigual.
We what? Desigual? It's spelled Desigual, right?
No, Desigual.
Desigual?
Yeah.
We looked up, Carlos and I, to try to find where we could get these shirts. They're all permanently closed. There's no stores anywhere.
He's the only guy that we know that wears these shirts. Wow.
They don't sell them anywhere. We were trying to buy him a whole bunch of them. You can't find them.
Yeah, they're not good, dude.
Where do you get them from now?
España.
So you order them from Spain?
I go there and buy them there.
Well, how much does that shirt cost, by the way?
I don't know, 140.
But the stores
dollars
are, in Spain, they're open in Spain, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that just shows how behind they are.
And my hand's burning, so go ahead.
Hand on your heart, then.
Okay.
Would you ever fuck a guy?
No.
Okay, dude. Hand on the Bible.
No.
Put your hand flat.
No.
There.
Blowjob.
No. With who?
A guy.
Who?
Who?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, it is.
Give me a name. Give me a name.
Yeah. Idris Elba. Oh.
Tom Hardy.
Yeah, no. Like not Tom Hardy, no.
Kiss.
There's a new
kiss,
guy. There's a new guy that I would. There's a new guy that's hot right now that I would.
Who?
You know who.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Which one?
The kid in Dune.
Timothy Chalamet.
No.
Oh. No? What do you mean?
Austin Butler?
Austin Butler? Elvis.
Yeah, I would fuck him.
Hunk of burning love.
I would fuck Austin Butler. On my hand on my Bible. Liquid death, you guys. I don't care what you think about water. But I do, because Liquid Death is the best water in town. Look at it right here. I won't even go around town with no other water.
Here's the deal. I love Liquid Death. I asked them to send us cans before they ever sponsor us because I love a tall boy. I want to walk with a tall boy and feel like a tall boy that I am. It even makes Bobby a little bit taller. He used to be 5'4". Now he's 5'5" after drinking Liquid Death.
Look like a 5'5" right now, dude.
Mandatory disclaimer, Liquid Death will not make you any taller. But Liquid Death is delicious. They come in different flavors, sparkling lime, and my favorite is mango.
Yeah, and
I love Liquid Death.
And Liquid Death does the best celebrity collabs, like with Travis Barker. And
Bad Friends. Bad Friends.
Yeah, Bad Friends.
You can get free shipping of Liquid Death Mountain Water flavored, sparkling, and iced tea 8-packs with Amazon Prime, or grab a can or a case at your local 7-Eleven, Target, Walmart, Whole Foods, or on Instacart.
Go to liquiddeath.com/badfriends to check out all their healthy, infinitely recyclable beverages and find your closest retailer.
That's liquiddeath.com/badfriends, liquiddeath.com/badfriends.
Manscaped. I'll tell you, dude. You know what I'm in the rhythm of?
Shaving your bush.
That's right. That's the rhythm is all mine, dude. And let me say something. The only thing I use is Manscaped because it makes it smooth. It makes it like there was never hair there in the first place.
And there barely was. This episode is brought to you by the spring cleaning champions, Manscaped. This season, make sure to groom your carpets and the drapes with the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. Clear out that winter bush with Manscaped Lawnmower 5.0 and watch your confidence bloom like the springtime flowers. Embrace the season and join the 10 million men worldwide who trusted Manscaped with our special offer. Go to manscaped.com and use the code BADFRIENDS for 20% off plus free shipping. I've been using Manscaped for a while. I'm not kidding at all. I love to trim it up, baby. I want to look trim and smooth for the summertime.
And introducing the season's champ, the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Their fifth generation trimmer features two interchangeable next-gen skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth wherever your heart desires.
My favorite thing is, by the way, I use this in the shower. It's waterproof. Shave in the shower, in the bath, or in the ocean. If it's a private beach, don't do that in public and be weird. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code BADFRIENDS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code BADFRIENDS at manscaped.com.
Nothing like a little spring cleaning in your pants. Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, I'll suck it.
Why do you think
he's
so-
No chance.
Yeah, you're not his style.
You know what's so funny?
No chance.
You know, here's why you just said that. Because I said that I love you the least. And I'm going to be on my hand in the Bible, dude. Mm-hmm. It's so close. I can't even, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, it's so close. I love all three of you.
Who's the second to the last?
Of who I love?
McCone. It goes you, me, Carlos, McCone.
Yeah, exactly in that order.
It's not hard.
Okay. Because I've known Carlos for so long.
Yeah.
You know, I feel empathy for him. There's a sadness about him that I just root for, you know?
It's in his eyes.
Yeah. Are we done with this part?
Yeah, but be nice to it. Thank you. Can I have it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you want this? Oh, you left some gook on it.
Yeah.
I think we should leave it
here. Is that where the word comes from?
What?
Yeah.
You left some gook on this.
That's where gook comes from.
You left a little bit of gook on this.
You want to say gook? Go just say it.
No, it's gook. All right. It's gook. Gunk is gook. We know gook. It's a Midwest term.
Yeah.
You left some gook on this.
Yeah, I did.
You gooked up my Bible, didn't you?
I did gook it up, you know?
How have you been? We haven't seen you in so long. How have you actually been?
I've been good. Just
well, she has to go back to redo your.
He might my visa.
She might not come back.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Thanks to colonization, here's how Filipinos can become Spanish citizens in just 2 years. Do you want to join Spain?
Well, yeah.
You would become Spanish?
Yeah, their language is so hot to me. Like, I just want to fuck everyone there.
Okay. Jesus.
No, you don't.
No, she does.
Can I be honest with you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't need the Bible for this. You've expressed some things to me about women. Yes.
Yeah, and
I think that you may prefer them.
Okay, I'll still fuck Spanish women.
Yeah.
Okay.
They do have women there.
Okay. I know they do.
They have men and women there.
Yeah.
Not just effeminate men like Fancy. They have men and real women.
They have beautiful women there.
Gorgeous, stunning, unbelievable.
Yeah. Big butts.
And I like them. I cannot lie. I
love the big ones.
Cannot lie that much. I like them.
I like flat ones.
Really?
Mm.
Why not? But
I like a good shitter. I think you got to have a nice shitter.
That's fine.
Now you got to have a nice thick butt.
Because now we're excluding so many
Asians. Well, it's easier
Asians.
For you to get in from the back. That's why.
God, that hurts so bad.
Well, it's true.
I just...
Too much of a barrier. You can't fuck a big butt girl. Mm. You'll never get there. You'll never get there.
But I can try.
Your dick will be whispering at it.
Is it better with big butts?
Does Sex? It...
Yeah. Do they like
big butts are the
it?
Best. You can hold on to them.
But do they also grip the dick?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
They do. So you remember that guy that got his hand caught in the fucking canyon and he died? Or he chopped his hand off?
You mean 127 hours?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
That's going to be my dick in a big butt?
Yeah, that's right. You'll have to cut it off.
You know what I mean? Cut it off. I can't get there.
You'll have to slice it off. Nancy, do you remember, what's your most memorable birthday? What's a great birthday memory?
I think exactly 10 years ago, George and the guys took me to the desert. And we did a huge party there with a lot of my friends.
Was there mushrooms and acid involved?
Yes.
Did you do drugs?
I did do drugs.
What did you do?
I forgot what the cactus thing. The
what?
Ayahuasca?
I don't know. Is that the
peyote?
Peyote.
Oh, peyote.
You did peyote. Who had peyote in your group?
George. It's got to be George.
Yeah.
What is his deal?
Because you know he has chickens and eggs.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Dude.
He does all that. Peyote, eggs.
He's so weird.
Yeah. He loves it.
So you smoked peyote.
Uh-huh. Some of my friends started like running around. Like they fell through cliffs. It was really fun.
You enjoyed that?
Oh, it must have been a wild time.
Yeah, wild time.
Wow. But now.
Father.
You're a dad. You're an old dad.
Here on my birthday.
Oh, okay.
Which is it better. Well, it is okay.
Did those guys get you a mariachi band?
No.
Okay.
True, true.
I mean, they took you to the fucking desert. I'll take you to the desert.
I wonder what I want September when I'm 53.
You're thinking about your gifts already?
I mean, I want a band. I want a band. I want what you got.
Okay.
I want clothes.
Yeah, but you want like a famous band to come play for you. You wouldn't
Green Day. Get me
unknown.
Get me Green Day.
Okay. You want me to get you Green Day for your birthday?
Yeah. I think they would do it.
Yeah, for a lot of money.
No, I think they would.
What do you mean?
I know them.
So they would play your 53rd birthday?
I think if you ask Billy Joel, he'll come here and do an acoustic song.
Sure.
In our studio?
Yep.
Okay.
He sent me coffee.
Oh, that's the same thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't think I could ever convince a famous band like that to ever do... I mean, you could do it. You have that kind of pull. I don't have that.
Oh, my God. This guy, I swear to God. Can I just tell you? I mean, I can't even...
What are you talking about? I'm not friends
with some
band. It's
just the conversations I have with people in this town. It's just like, you're on fire right now,
dude. I'm not
talking
to anybody in the town.
I'm just saying, you know so many people.
Do Andrew have a question?
Go ahead.
Here she is.
Is Zac Efron really, really hot?
Ask me. I met him, too.
And smells good.
He does smell very good. And
is he just like so heavenly?
He's a very pretty man. You know... Tito Bobby got to hug him for 10 seconds straight.
How did it feel?
Mucho, mucho, you know?
Mucho, mucho.
Is he just good. All hard?
He's hard.
What do you mean? He's
rock.
Just a...
He's
when you look at his eyes are beautiful. He's got such a great face. It's chiseled. But can I say this, too? He's super sweet.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Like, he's a great guy.
I know.
You could just tell. Like, you know, he just got, you know what I mean? He was just so real with me and so nice and giving. So was John. I mean, that was a great, you know, that was a great encounter.
It was a good moment in time for
loved it.
It was. And you know what? You'll never get to meet him.
It's okay.
I thought about bringing you though, didn't I?
No.
I said, man, should we bring her?
No.
Would you?
Why? You don't want to meet him?
No.
Why? Don't want to meet your heroes type of thing? He'll let you down?
I just don't want to.
But also Jules, she admitted to me the other day, she gets recognized now on the streets.
Really? Finally?
Yeah, it's...
You're really getting...
You like it.
Embracing it.
I don't like it.
You love it, kind of.
No, because I'm just like, I don't use my brain when I go out, and then they're just like, Rudy, and I'm just like, I don't...
Very different than when you're here. Is that what you're saying?
Whoa. Snipe.
Yeah.
You
and why'd you meet Miss Long Beach?
Who's Miss Long Beach?
Huh?
We had a big Long Beach show that you didn't show up to.
Oh, yeah. What was that about?
Because I had to... We're fostering puppies, and no one had...
Oh, you fucking bitch.
You creature of the night. I know fentanyl was going to walk in here.
Yeah, dude, you came at a bad time.
Yeah, yeah?
Get in here.
Get in here, you fucking lady.
Yeah, yeah, come on in.
You don't want to do it?
Hi.
Do you remember her? Does it your back hurt when you walk? You just seem like your back hurts when you walk.
It's just big.
Piece of shit. Fuck
he
you.
Is.
Oh.
How are those? Good?
Those are great.
Yeah, $10.99. McCone, say hello.
You didn't say hi?
Hi. But, okay.
Be nice. Carlos, say hello.
Where?
Hi, Eleanor.
Fucking weird.
Yeah, because you've known Carlos as much as long as I've
time.
A long time. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And you saw him do stand-up back in the day.
I wouldn't call it stand-up.
Yeah. His one-man show.
What would you call what Carlos used to do back in the day?
Get on stage.
Get on stage.
Yeah, he would go.
Yeah.
He would go up there.
Yeah. I would talk.
And then he would run down.
Who's his generation? Who
he was
around
terrified.
When he, like Esther was around. Was Tony Hinchcliffe back then?
Tony,
Matt, you.
Matt Edgar. People.
Who bought the worst out of all the people that were in that group?
Hi, how are you?
Yeah?
I'm not answering that.
Yeah. So Eleanor was a waitress at the store for many years.
Yes.
And
then server. She became a stand-up. And I think you're the only person that went from server, at least at the store, to become a paid regular at the store and become a legitimate headliner comic.
Is that true? Are you the only server?
Yeah, well, because I didn't start as a comic, so yeah, I think that's what. Any waitress that turned comic, Mitzi got rid of immediately. They were terrible.
Wait, well, they were bad, or it was like part of the thing where she was gonna.
Were just terrible.
Oh, okay.
Are there servers now that want to do stand-up that hasn't done it?
Yeah, like Punky Johnson.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible, but she started as a comic.
Right, and then she got a job there. Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah. So what she did, I think, is more impressive. No?
She's on SNL.
Yeah, I think that's a huge thing.
Wild.
Giant.
But wild. You led the way. You led the way. You're the Ellen.
I am.
You're the Ellen.
Ray. Yeah, I'm the Ellen.
And
I like this look on you.
Do I look nice?
No.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Eleanor.
I like it, though.
And
it smells so good.
Thank you. It's vanilla. I can't get white enough. I just rub it in.
What does she smell like, Eleanor? We never really know because she kind of wafts in and wafts out. Lean in.
Yeah, she smells not.
Lean in.
You want me to really?
Yeah, sniff.
She smells good. Why'd you make me do that?
I don't know, but you did it.
She smells very good.
Not like the jungle or anything like that, huh?
Give me the Bible again. Give me the Bible again.
That's not nice.
Give me the Bible again.
Smells nice.
Eleanor, I want to say something right now.
My
hand on the Bible, right? I fucking hated you so much for so long.
You don't need the Bible for that.
I know.
I know,
for
I know.
For so fucking long. And when you started becoming a comic and then you became funny.
Yeah. Oh.
It used to burn my soul.
So you're saying I wasn't funny before?
I didn't really know you that well. Sure. I think once I moved to LA, we hated each other.
No, it wasn't instantly. We used to hang out.
A little bit, yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, yeah.
We've already gone through years of talking about it.
Yeah, well, we're on the show now.
I know, all right. Well,
well, you know Bobby.
Yeah, yes.
That's it.
Yeah, okay, that's right. You
that's
know what?
That's fucking rude.
I get it. I actually get it now.
I've had problems with many, many people.
But you solve them.
Amazing.
I don't solve them. Some of them are still problems. But guess what? I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you
I should. Will go down fighting.
Good.
You should.
You know what I mean? I'm going to be that guy.
Yeah.
Who's that guy?
You're going to be you.
What?
Who is that guy?
Fucking, what do you see?
An idiot.
No.
How come he's not wearing any getup?
He had it on. He got too sweaty.
I was a fucking.
Oh
my God.
Shit.
He gets sweaty.
He gets really sweaty.
Right.
Really fast.
This guy right here has like those bullet vests.
Oh, you've got bullet vests.
Right?
Yeah.
I got a sombrero on.
Yeah.
Right? Oh. I also have a fucking
COVID
mask.
Yeah.
I have a COVID mask. Right? It's sort of like a. Anyway, I got guns.
You do have guns.
Right. I'm a smoky too.
Yeah, big time.
No, because I've been in a fire.
No, you've been smoking again.
That too.
Got
yeah.
It.
Right. And that's who I am, a warrior. And I will
warrior.
Start I will start a war.
But
and
you
I will
just
finish.
Said you're not a hunter or a warrior.
Yeah, you did say you're not a hunter at all.
No, I am a hunter. I just pick and choose.
But Chocolate Swirl is more of a hunter than you are. He's a leader of the pack.
Anyway,
the leader.
Eleanor, are you promoting a movie or a special?
Yeah, big movie. Yeah, my special.
are you promoting a particular the fuck was that?
Are you promoting something?
Yeah.
You know
she's promoting a special.
I know she is.
Eleanor, tell Bobby what a comedy special is. Or I mean your comedy
Hold
special.
Hold on a second.
That came
Bobby,
out wrong.
Wait, can I ask you a
that
question?
That came out
you
wrong.
You still don't have a special?
No.
Why?
Why?
You just don't want to.
I'll do. I'll do what I do.
Every day is a special for Bobby.
Okay.
That's right.
Special means.
It does. That's fantastic.
I might be.
Okay.
I'll defend Robert right now. I'll defend him.
No, I don't want to. It's not. You're here on the program, right?
Yeah,
to talk
yeah.
about your special.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with me.
Yeah, but
I'm
let's
just
talk.
Curious.
Let's talk about his.
Okay.
I think, Bobby hasn't put out a special because he.
Nobody wants to do one.
What?
No, people will do one with you. I think you don't want to do it because you're
afraid.
You're a little afraid of it because it's a daunting task, as any comic knows. It's a fucking nightmare. And you've chosen to not and still had a successful career. So why?
Which is pretty impressive, by
the way. Amazing.
But you've done Comedy Central Presents and things like that.
Nothing. He's never done any TV.
Shut it.
I did the Tonight Show a long time ago. I did a Premium Blend.
Premium Blend?
A couple of K-Locos.
Yeah, do two K-Locos.
A couple of K-Locos.
That's a thing, though. It's not a like a full whatever, but
yeah.
Let me ask you guys a question, if I may. I'm in a corner.
You do have a great career.
May I defend myself?
I defended you. I said something.
May I just say my piece? Let me say my piece because everyone's giggling like little school children right now, dude. Behind my back. Okay,
fun time.
Laugh at my expense.
Bob, it's
no, I'm not done.
Okay,
Eleanor, tell us about your special.
It's called.
What's it
Let
called?
Me talk though.
No, fuck you. What's
fuck
it called?
Fuck you, dude.
Fuck you. Shut
All
up.
All right.
What's it called?
No Country for Old Women.
Oh, I like that.
I love
oh,
it.
Oh, I like that.
That's a great one.
Tell me it's not spelled C-U-N-T.
I wanted it.
I know you did. I know
you.
So I was
know,
like, hey. But you know what's going to happen is the streamers will be like, we can't broadcast.
We can't.
Yeah, I know.
Set it up,
so. No Country for Old Women is so good.
When is it going to be released?
It's out.
It's out right
Thanks
now.
I loved
watching.
It. I loved it.
Yeah, you so loved good. It. Tell her your favorite
I
joke.
I sent you a.
Yeah, you did.
I think I did.
You did
send
me something, and I never looked at it. I'm so sorry.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Tell us your favorite
joke. Oh, the thing where you go.
that's your
my favorite bit. That's my favorite.
That's such a good opener.
That's your bit.
Yeah.
Where did you film it?
At the store in the original room.
The best.
That's great.
I talked last night about how that's the greatest room. There's something about
it
that that's magical.
Really is. I got lucky. Like my friend Lexi directed it, and she like. Loved. She was a comic with Carlos and I, like back in the day when
She's
we were
hot.
Lexi Shoemaker. And
thanks, dude.
She really lit up the room perfectly and like kept it because I really wanted to show the OR.
Did you do it in a weeknight or a weekend?
Sunday.
Wow.
Perfect.
That's great. Because
one of my favorite nights in that fucking room is was
it
old Sunday
really
night.
Is.
I don't know why. It's just Sunday and like
the energy is insane.
What's the worst night in the OR? This is a better question.
Ooh. Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Ah, that's up there.
We just did this last night. For some reason, I set, Brennan goes.
Even a Wednesday could be too.
Sometimes, but Tuesday is, I don't know what Tuesday is. It does.
Last night.
Let's change that, by the way, audience people that go to the
comedy
store.
Yeah, let's get it together.
Cut it out on fucking
Last
Tuesday.
Night, I called you. Why?
Bad set? Okay. I had a terrible set in the OR.
He called me, and honestly, of all the years that we joke on the phone, this was like I actually felt bad. I told him I'd come meet up with him. Because he was being genuine. He was like, I'm really in a bad place. And I said, well, what's going on? I got like honestly concerned. I thought something maybe happened.
God forbid.
And he goes, I'm embarrassed. I fucking felt embarrassed. I got in my car the moment I got off stage.
I did the same thing.
He goes, somebody stood in the, somebody was.
There's a fucking.
All right.
What? Go ahead. What happened?
I can't believe it.
One of the servers was like.
The gay guy.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm sorry, he happens to be gay.
Oh, what did he do?
He was stood sucking
there,
a guy's
He was
dick.
Standing there in the middle. I'm doing a setup of a joke.
Are you in the OR main?
Main room.
Oh.
He's standing in the front of the fucking, just standing there.
Taking an order.
I don't know what he's just standing there like this, Listen. Pulling focus. And I was so mad, I was going to go, what are you doing?
Because you were there when the Mitzi was around. How fast would that person be fired?
Fast.
Immediately.
Same night.
Yeah. I have to ask them to leave and just take the tray out of their hand.
Yeah.
That's
but
how
this
it
is what
happened. It happened a but, million times.
Well, because you know when you were serving, people
you
got fired.
You were not to be seen.
Right.
And but this is what happened last night.
It's not called the waitress store. It's called the comedy store.
Yeah, thank
she
you.
She said it on repeat.
She said that all the time.
All
thank
the
you.
Time.
Wow.
I walked off stage. I went to the manager. I got in the car. I called him. I was literally like, I think I'm going to drink.
Yeah, he really was. You were in one of those weird places where I could tell you were pretty dark.
And so when you bomb like that, it's embarrassing.
Listen, I bombed in the OR last night, and I got everybody was like, "Hey, where are you going?" I go, "I gotta get something out of my car," and I just left.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Like
we all do
real
that.
Real twat.
You look at your shoes and you go, "I gotta."
Yeah, I'm gonna get a.
You know what my trick is when I want to go?
What?
I go, I'm on the phone. I gotta.
Oh,
I,
the phone
I gotta,
is great.
I go, fuck. I'm sorry. I gotta
take this.
And then the moment I get in the car,
it's 1 a.m.
Phone down, driving this. Sad, staring off into the abyss. What wall could I hit?
Will that ever go away?
No. Oh,
I hope not.
No.
Because that means you care. You still care that you didn't do well or whatever. I'm sure you did fine, but you had that moment that made you rethink everything.
I'm sure
single...
you did fine.
No.
No, you did.
Even the piano player was like.
Really? Yeah.
And he always plays. Chris.
Yeah, Chris.
He always is fun. And he was just like.
Eleanor, can we talk about your special is available right now.
Yeah.
No Country for Old Women. You see it right now.
Yes.
YouTube.
And it's on the Comedy Center. I keep saying that. Comedy Store YouTube.
Mm. Comedy Store YouTube.
You know how Mitzi always wanted the Comedy Channel?
Yeah.
So we had all this paper. Like she had everything made up. The Comedy Channel.
Mm.
And then the Comedy Central took it.
Yeah.
And she lost her fucking mind.
Yeah, she should have.
But she still had all that paperwork. So a lot of times I'd send stuff out and it'd be like on Comedy Channel letterhead and Comedy Channel envelopes. And she's like, just use them. And I'm like, okay. So I went and people are like, what the fuck is the Comedy Channel? I'm like, I don't
want to get into it. It's a subsidiary of Comedy Central.
She would make me use those to send mostly to the Comedy Store in England to tell them to stop and using their name.
Please.
Why am I standing
here? I can't wait. I want to watch
it. I haven't taken a good picture in that club since I fucking got in there. Every time they get
time.
A photo of me, I'm like, I'm like a gangly moron in the hallway.
Like, how did you beat Down syndrome? Like, every single fucking picture.
How long did you and Andrew date? I forget.
Like 5 years.
What's that like? I mean,
Andrew Dice Clay.
I mean, what's that like?
It's like our videos. It's
right.
That same relationship when you guys are together.
Screaming at each other.
Same thing.
Constant.
Always.
You know, when Dice, every time he sees me, he'll pull over and we'll talk for an hour. That's how much I love
him. Yeah, and he loves you too.
Yeah, he's what a great guy. Legend.
No,
I don't know him. I don't know.
We had a lot of fun together. Oh, that's the SAG Awards. When he did A Star Is Born. Shit.
Oh, yeah. He played the dad.
He was great.
I know.
He played
Lady
Gaga's dad.
He was great in that.
So he didn't have a girlfriend at the time. So he was like, hey, we're nominated as an ensemble cast.
Wow.
So he was like, I don't want to go by myself. I feel like a dick. So I went with him.
Did you guys have a blast?
We did. We had so much fun.
Did you meet Lady Gaga?
Of course. Oh, yeah. Eddie Griffin was there. I was on set with him most of the whole time. But Eddie Griffin was there. So
how?
I was more comfortable. Eddie was in the movie.
Did you see the movie?
Yeah.
Eddie Griffin was in Star Is Born?
Yeah.
What did
he
play?
He's the star. It's about him. It's him and Bradley Cooper.
They're besties. Dave Chappelle was in it.
I know Chappelle was in it. Eddie Griffin was...
All the good
see?
Comics.
There's Eddie.
All the good comics.
The scene, though. Okay, let's end the pod. It would sit so long.
What's your problem?
We promote it's great. I loved her.
You
Be
didn't
nice.
Even watch it. Piece of shit. I don't know why we made up.
Hey, I'm sorry. I love you. And I'm going to watch your special, and I'm going to promote it.
I want you to watch it and give me notes on what you like.
You know what? In fact, I'll go on my Instagram. And
I'll just give you two clips. Can you watch a clip?
He'll watch a clip.
They're like
Not only that, send me a clip on my Instagram, and I will post it on my Instagram.
I don't even know where it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I need some followers. I'm gonna do you a favor.
You do have followers.
Yeah, so it'll be great.
I need some followers.
Well, you're going to get them from this. Eleanor is one of my favorite people. And
I love her so much.
I love her more, but it's fine.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
That Andrew.
Please watch No Country
for Old Women
on the Comedy Store YouTube page. We'll put the link in the description below.
We
appreciate you so much, Eleanor. We love you.
And hey, look in the camera, Eleanor, and say thank you for being a bad friend.
Thank you for being a bad friend.
I missed it.